Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The House has overwhelmingly passed a bill by a vote of 352-65 that would force TikTok to be sold or face a nationwide ban in the U.S. NPR's Bobby Allen reports questions remain, though, about how exactly a TikTok ban would work in practice.
While the TikTok legislation faces an uncertain future in the Senate, it is still the first time a chamber of Congress has passed a measure aimed at banning a social media platform. So how would that even work? The House bill would place restrictions on Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store, making it illegal for TikTok to be downloaded onto devices. But 170 million Americans already use TikTok, and there is no way to remove an already downloaded app from people's phones. Experts say for existing TikTok users, the service would degrade with time since TikTok wouldn't be able to send software updates. It would get slow, buggy, and eventually not usable at all. But a TikTok ban would be a very slow death, not an instant one. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
President Biden campaigned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today, talking about infrastructure at the Hillside Boys and Girls Club, where he cited the impact of a highway that broke up neighborhoods of largely black and brown residents.
The story of Bronzeville here in Milwaukee is one that we see all across the country. Our interstate highway system laid out in the 50s was a groundbreaking connection, our nation's coast to coast. That was the purpose of it. We're transforming the way people live, work, and travel. But instead of connecting communities, it divided them. These highways actually tore them apart.
Biden announced $3.3 billion for 132 projects in 42 states to help right the historic wrongs. Biden won Wisconsin by just 20,000 votes in 2020. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. It's according to an interview with state media released today. This just days before an election that he is all but certain to win. He talked about the use of nuclear weapons when he invaded Ukraine in 2022. Federal investigators say they still don't know who performed work on the door plug that blew off a Boeing jet in midair. NPR's Joel Rose reports security camera footage of the work was overwritten.
In a letter to several U.S. senators, the National Transportation Safety Board says its investigators asked for security camera footage from when the door plug was opened and closed at Boeing's factory in September, but they were told the material was overwritten. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said the absence of those records will complicate the investigation. Homendy criticized Boeing during a Senate hearing last week for its lack of cooperation. The company disputes that, saying it has worked fully and transparently with the NTSB. Boeing says it believes that required documents detailing the work on the door plug were never created. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. The women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, took to Capitol Hill this week to lay out their legislative priorities to Congress. The historic black sorority arranged meetings with representatives from nearly every state. NPR's Alana Wise has more.
For the 35th year in a row, the crimson-clad sorority women stood on the steps of Capitol Hill in preparation for a day of meetings with members of Congress. More than 1,200 Deltas traveled from across the country to attend this year's Day of Action, a record turnout, and they plan to meet with senators and representatives from across the political spectrum. The service organization had a list of priorities for the year, including environmental justice and assuring reproductive rights, issues that disproportionately affect women and people of color. At the top of their list was to see the passage of the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would help curb discriminatory voting policies. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
Adidas says it's donating more than $150 million to the sale of Yeezy shoes last year to groups fighting anti-Semitism and other forms of hate. This after the German sportswear brand separated ties with Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, over his anti-Semitic and other offensive comments last year. Adidas says some of the remaining shoes in two releases last year, and they sold another late last month. A new smaller Trader Joe's reusable bag that sells for just under $3 has become the new It Bag. The mini totes have shown up on platforms like eBay and Facebook Marketplace for many times their original prices, some for $20 a bag, up to nearly $1,000 for four. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.